Today we'll be doing Sif Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mem Sucha Shen Nidbak Psichasa V'Nistema. Let's say you were trying to write the letter Mem, a regular Mem, as opposed to a Mem Sofit. And then what happened was, the opening on the left, bottom left of the Mem got closed off. In Moel Ligror HaDaviku L'Fascha. You can't simply scrape away the excess ink and open it. Mishum Dahavik HaKtochos, because it's like you're carving the letter as opposed to writing it, which is a problem. Umatakana, so how are you supposed to fix it? She Yigror Kol HaKartom V'Sinshoyer Kitzuras Nun Kfufa. You have to scrape away the entire left and top side of the mem to the point that now it just looks like a nun. And then you have to rewrite the part that you just scraped off. Let's say you accidentally made the letter resh look more like a dollar because you made it too square and flat as opposed to rounded on the back right side. So there are those who are machmir to say that it's insufficient to simply scrape away the leg or the top of the letter and then rewrite it as a resh, because both the top of the letter as well as the leg of the letter were made bipsol. Therefore, you have to scrape away both of them and then start and rewrite the letter. If two letters were touching each other, they were sticking to each other, whether that happened before you completed writing the letter or afterwards or the word, it's going to be puzzle. However, if you were to scrape and separate those letters apart, so that's not called chaktochos, that's okay, because since each letter independently looked like the letter it was supposed to be, there was just a technicality that they were touching each other, so then separating those two letters with a razor blade or with some other tool is not called chaktochos. In Nagu Ragle Haheva Hakuf Bagag Yigro Haregel Vyachazor Vyichtevenu Vein Sarich Ligro Kol Hos Kiagaka Din Nichta. So let's say the left leg of the hay or of the kuf, which are the only legs of letters that are not attached to the rest of the body of the letter, if you accidentally attached it to the body of the letter, then you are allowed to scrape away the part that's touching the body of the letter because the rest of the letter is intact and therefore it's not considered to be Chaktochos. In Naga Regel Ha'alef Begag When it comes to writing the letter Aleph, so if the leg of the Aleph is touching the top of the Aleph or the middle of the Aleph, then you have to scrape away the whole thing. If you envision the way that an Aleph is drawn in a Sefer Torah or in Tefillin, so the top of the Aleph on the top right, you basically have a Yud and with a little stem sticking out of the top, and on the bottom you have an upside down Yud facing right, and again, if those yuds, which are supposed to be attached only, you know, very slightly to the body of the letter, if they're attached too much, then you have to basically redo the entire letter. The Ramah says, "V'chein hadin biyudei hashin v'hatzadik v'ha'ayin v'ha'pei im nagu ubeguf ha'os yoser mimekom dibukom." The Ramah says the same is true when it comes to, let's say, for example, the yuds that you have on top of the shin, because the three heads of the shin are all essentially the shape of a yud, or you have the yud on top of the letter tzadi. Tzadi is essentially a nun with a yud sticking out on the top, or from the letter ayin, or from the letter pei, if they're touching the actual body of the letter more than the part that they're supposed to be attached to, so then that's going to be a problem, and that's going to invalidate the letter. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and ayin tells us, shen didbak, in terms of whether something is touching slightly, if that's going to ruin the letters, that's a discussion we'll see later on. And if you accidentally closed off the mem, it's not going to look like a mem sofit, which again you can only place at the end of a word. So whenever you have a letter which is a sofit letter, a mem, nun, tzadi, pei, or chaf, so that the sofit version of that letter is limited only to the end of the word. If you write a chav sofit in the middle of a word, that's a problem. If you write a regular chav at the end of a word, that's also a problem. Any other letter that the image of the letter was ruined either while you were writing it or subsequently, and then by scraping away the excess ink, you now looks like the original letter. Let's say you're trying to make a dalid, but you made the leg of the daled too long. Now to the point that now it looks like a chaf sofit. In moalehem grira, kevin she'in ba'usa ma'isa begufa usa nisher elu yimchak raglovich hanav sivkatan samaches ba'achar kach yisak. And it's not going to help you to scrape away the excess ink because you're not doing anything to the actual letter, but rather you have to erase the leg and start over. The same would be true if, let's say, for example, you were extending the roof of the letter by its width to the point that now it looked like a dalet. But let's say you accidentally wrote a hey instead of a dalet because you added the left leg. Where we said that you have to not only erase the foot of the dalet or in other words, you have to erase the foot as well as the roof of the dalet. And then it's not going to help you to extend the roof of the dalid because regardless, it still looks like the letter that it's supposed to be, and therefore it's not called fixing up the letter. Because you're not doing anything to the letter itself, but rather you're trying to scrape away the part of the mem that was closed off by accident. If you wrote a ches instead of two zayins, because as we'll talk about later on in a sefer Torah and in tefillin, a ches is essentially two zions with a little, triangular roof bridging them together. In moligur hagag levad mehachtaima. So it's not going to help you to scrape away the top, the top of the ches. Aside from this reason, you have to scrape away the ink until to the point that it no longer looks like a ches. Let's say you were trying to make a chaf so fit, but instead you made the leg too short. Then now it looks like a dalid. Which is possible according to many poskim. It's not going to help to scrape away the crown, the top of the letter, and round it off, because that's chaktochos, that's carving the letter. You have to add ink, and you have to make it rounded. However, the general psul that we're concerned about by tefillin of shaluk esidrin, of writing out of order, is not going to be relevant here, because anyway, the letter has its basic shape, its basic form, so because you're just touching it up a little bit, that's not a problem of writing it out of order. So whenever we talk about in this sif about fixing up a letter, about that's assuming that you have not yet written the next letter, because if you've already written the next letter, then it's a problem to go back and fix up the previous letter because it's shalok kesidra, unless there's a specific scenario where the Shulchan Aruch tells you that it's okay. Kitzuras non kfufa ki ksivas hamem psucha hu b'shtei ksivos. So if you think about it, a mem is basically like a nun with a sideways vav on the top. So if there's any sort of an issue arises, let's say in the vav of the mem, then you have to erase the whole thing and start over. But if the nun part of the mem was written properly, then you don't have to scrape that away and start over. So whenever you have a letter that's comprised of two different letters put together, and you made a mistake in one half of those letters, you don't have to erase both parts of the word, just one half of the word, and that would be sufficient, as opposed to something, for example, like a resh and a dalid, where we say that if you messed up since you're writing the letter in one fluid motion, if you made a mistake, then you're going to have to start all over. Or let's say you drew a vav to make it look more like a reish because you rounded off the corner, so then also that would be a problem because you wrote it all in one motion. Let's say you were trying to make a chaf so fit, but you made the top of it a little bit too wide, that to the point that now it looks like a dalet or a reish. And the Mishnah says, unfortunately, sofrim are not careful about the way that they draw a chaf so fit. So let's say you're trying to write the word low, lamed vav. So oftentimes, again, and we'll talk about this later, the top of the lamed, it kind of encroaches into the space of the next letter. So you have to be really careful to make sure that the vav is not touching the lamed, because even if it doesn't change around the image of the letters, but it could still be problematic problematic because the halacha is, as we mentioned this before, that every letter has a requirement of mukav gvil. Every letter has to have the four blank spaces around each letter. V'im nispashtu osios mikoach lachas hadio shekorin giflasin at shenirin kidivukin mikol makom nirashena osios nogin kasher v'im osios nogin av shenasa zel yachar aksiva filu achi pasol evan ezer b'simin kuf chafei siftazvav siftazayim b'hago v'ishmol ayin sham ayin leab v'ir halacha b'sof siftazayim. So the Mishnah Berurah references a din from Evan Ezra by Hilchos Gittin, where it comes to a case where, let's say, you had some wet ink dropped onto either the get or to the Sefer Torah or to the tefillin, and it started to spread. So if it makes the letters look like they're touching, but if they're not actually touching, then it's okay. But if the letters are actually touching, even if that happened after you already wrote the letters, then it's a problem. What happens if you find, let's say, during Kriya Sator, you find two letters that are touching each other? So that's a discussion we'll talk about later on in Chelek Beis in Hilchos Kriya Sator. Kasher v'hu adinim ragli ha'osios o gagon ve'em tz'on magia la'sof b'li hakev klaf rashay legarer k'tzaz lo gara mi nidbak osios demahane grira. So the same would be true if, let's say, the leg of one of the letters, or the top of one of the letters, or the middle of one of the letters gets to the very end of the parchment, and you don't have mukav gvil, because again, the halacha is that every single letter on the parchment must have the four areas of blank space around the letter. So let's say you wrote a letter that went all the way to the edge of the parchment, and you didn't leave enough blank space on the left side, then you could scrape away some of the letter to give it a little bit of space, because it's no different or it's no worse than having two letters touching each other where you can scrape away the excess ink. The soul of writing out of order is not going to be a problem. Since you're not adding anything to the actual letter. Even when it comes to the letters of Hashem's name, even if you finish writing it already and they're touching each other, you can still scrape them away. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we're talking about a case where the letters haven't changed their image by dint of the fact that they're touching each other. But if, as a result of the fact that they're touching, the letters either look like a different letter, or they don't look like a letter at all, and now the kid who's trying, you were trying to call in to ascertain what letter it is, can't read the letter properly, so then that would be a problem, and scraping the letter away is not going to help you, because then it's basically chaktochos, because you're rewriting the letter not by writing it, but by carving it out. Kisikuna, uvenafla tipas dio besif yedzayin, afte nichtava mitchila kisikuna, neskalkala yedea tipa ve'ina nikares, mashein kin bazeda afilu kodem hagrira nikar heitev kol os bifnei atma, ulefizem kol orecha os devuka lachaverta lo mahani grira v'aprichadesh mekel bazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah is referencing the case from the previous sif, where we spoke about a case where, let's say, the letters were written properly the first time, but then as a result of some ink falling onto the cloth, it's going to ruin the letter and it's no longer going to be recognizable. But if the issue arose before you started to scrape off the letter and every letter was recognizable, and then the ink came along and ruin the image of the letter, so that's a machlokas whether we say that scraping it away is going to be effective or not. Im nagu avalim yish hefsik daka filu rak kechud hasayra kasher. If there's even the slightest separation between the letters, so then it's going to be okay. Hahei afim nidbak rak kechud hasayra ba'ofen shatino kiyodei shehu hey filu achi tzarich ligur kol haragel v'chol she'in tzura sosolav kemoshe nimser lemoshe misina in shemos alav v'chin bekuf lo mahane kriya satino. So when it comes to the hey or the kuf, so if at the end of the day the legs are touching the body of the letter, so even if the kid reads it as a hey or a kuf, it's not going to be effective because objectively it doesn't meet the standards of the letter hey or the letter kuf. It's not enough to merely separate the leg of the hey or the kuf, because then it's like carving out the letter. Harego perish kulo bein behe bein mekuf kevet shenasa bepisul va'ayin bever halacha. Since the letter was made bepsul, you have to scrape it all off and start again. The gag ha'alef de'ein lahayud ha'elyon v'hatach don liga b'hagaga labadakos shebahem k'moshi yisbar lekaman b'mishtibur b'simin lamin vav b'dinei tzura sa'usios. The top and the bottom parts of the aleph that we referenced earlier, which are those yuds, the one on the top right and the one on the bottom left, so they can only be touching very, very slightly to the body of the aleph. But if they're touching more than they're supposed to the aleph, then that's a problem. So again, if the top yud of the aleph is touching the body letter, that's a problem. But if it's only touching a little bit, it's just not written 100% properly, so then that's still okay. So if you can just remove the part that's touching, and then but then the basic letter still looks the same, so that's okay. Call Hainu Shigru Haregel Kulo. Velosagi Shayafir Haregel Meal Ha'alif Achivat Lenu Mitsura Soslavad. Kevichinichtav Kol Haregel Bifsul. So in other words, you scrape off the entire leg of the letter, and it's not enough to just separate the letter from the Aleph until it no longer looks like the Aleph, because then you're going to be writing the entire leg of the letter at Bipsul. Vechin Ben Nidbak Yud Sha'al Ha'alif Bagag Shatachtav. If you're going to be, let's say, attaching the yud on the bottom of the Aleph, let's say you attach it to, you know, to the bottom part of the letter, so you have to scrape away the entire yud and you have to rewrite it. There are those who are machmir when it comes to writing the top yud on the Aleph, that you should scrape away the entire Aleph as a result, because you're going to end up writing the whole letter bifsol. But it's a suffix whether we should really be machmir for that. So again, if you made the tops of the shins touching the main part of the letter, that's a problem. But if you didn't make it thick enough and you want to just make it a little bit thicker, that's okay. The hapei. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hu adin im regel hasmali shel hatav nasa yashar velo yotze lamata lachot." It's the same as true. Let's say you're trying to draw the letter tav, but you made the bottom of the letter go straight down instead of curving to the left at the bottom. V'ayim belevu she'esrad shenishar b'tzarechi and lamatzarech klal grira yamshach achakach v'ya'abe ma'adis yud hashin ad she'yeh kahoget v'chin kahigavna b'regel hatav ayin sham v'chin mashma b'fri begadim b'mish b'tzozav oschaf the mahane yitzazo afilu ba'alef ayim besof divrei halevu she'esrad. So the levu she'esrad and some of the other achronim are not 100% sure why you have to scrape away the letter at all. Why don't you just make the yud on the top of the shin or the leg of the tuf a little bit thicker? So this is again assuming that you haven't written the subsequent letters in the word. If you've already written the next letters, then going back to fix up the tuf, which doesn't really look like the letter tuf, is going to be a problem of writing it out of order. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up the Sifya test tomorrow.